1. Aphids on bamboo. Aphidoidea. Lucky bamboo aphids appearance. Aphids are approximately 1 to 4 millimeters mm, in length. These tiny houseplant bugs have various colors, such as green, yellow, black, brown, or pink. About their body, as you see them in the above picture, they are soft-bodied, pear-shaped insects with long antennae and two short tubes, cornicles, on their rear end. Damage of aphids on bamboo. To find the symptoms of aphids on bamboo, you must first find out their habitancies. These tiny bugs feed on the plant's sap by piercing the leaves and stems with their needle-like mouthparts. So the aphid damages on your lucky bamboo will be yellowing or wilting of leaves, distorted or curled leaves, sticky honeydew residue on the plant's surface, sooty mold growth on the honeydew. 2. Lucky bamboo mealybugs. Pseudococcidae. Lucky bamboo mealybugs appearance. First, let's get familiar with their appearance. Mealybugs are usually around 1 to 5 millimeters in size. Detecting them is very easy due to the adult mealybugs are typically covered in a white, waxy, cottony substance that gives them a cotton ball-like appearance. Their shape, these white tiny bugs on houseplants are oval-shaped with short legs and antennae. Damage of mealybugs on bamboo. Similar to aphids, these annoying guests feed on plant sap, weakening the plant and potentially transmitting diseases. As a result, you will see the below symptoms on your bamboo plant. A white, cottony substance on the plant that is adult mealybugs. They love to hang out under leaves. Yellowing or wilting of leaves. Growth stunted or distorted. Honeydew and sooty mold. 3. Lucky bamboo scale insects. Coccidae. Lucky bamboo scale insects appearance. You may see the scale insects in various sizes, but they are generally small, ranging from 1 to 5 millimeters. These small bugs have various colors, including brown, tan, or even translucent. If you look close enough, you will find them as small, flat, oval or round, and immobile creatures, and they may have a protective shell-like covering. Damage of scale insects on bamboo. Scales are culprits for feeding on the sap of your bamboo plant and can weaken the plant over time. So, they will cause the following symptoms. Small, hard, shell-like coverings on stems and leaves. Yellowing or browning of the foliage. Reduced plant vigor. 4. Lucky bamboo spider mites. Tetranychidae. Lucky bamboo spider mites appearance. Spider mites are one of the most common lucky bamboo pests. They are tiny bugs on houseplants, typically less than 1 millimeter in size. Their colors can be red, green, yellow, or brown, depending on the species and environmental factors. Seeing them with the naked eye is hard, but if you spot them under a magnifying glass, spider mites have an oval or elongated body shape, and they may produce fine silk webbing, especially when populations are high. Damage of spider mites on bamboo. Spider mites feed on plant sap by piercing plant cells, leading to cell damage and dehydration. So they will cause the following symptoms on your lucky bamboo. Fine webbing on the plant. Stippling or discoloration on leaves. Leaves may become speckled or bronze in color. 5. Lucky bamboo fungus gnats. Sciuridae. Lucky bamboo fungus gnats appearance. Adult fungus gnats are small, about 2 to 3 millimeters in length. You usually spot their population like a black cloud near your plant. As you find out from their names, they are typically dark gray or black, and their wings are transparent. Fungus gnats resemble small, delicate flies with slender bodies and long legs. Damage of fungus gnats on bamboo. However, you spot the adult flyers around the foliage, but the main culprits are their larvae. Their larvae feed on organic matter in the soil and can harm the plant's roots. So, you will spot the below symptoms. Yellowing or wilting of the plant. Reduced growth and health. Presence of small, dark flies in the vicinity. 6. Lucky bamboo whiteflies. Aleurotidae. Lucky bamboo whiteflies appearance. Adult whiteflies are very small, around 1.5 to 2.5 millimeters in length. They are white or pale yellow and have powdery wings. Whiteflies are tiny insects with a moth-like appearance and wings that are held roof-like over their bodies. Damage of whiteflies on bamboo. Unlike the fungus gnats, the adult whiteflies are the main harming stages. They feed on the undersides of leaves. Another damage to your plant is the transmission of plant viruses by them. So, an infested bamboo plant will have the following symptoms. Yellowing or wilting of leaves. Sticky honeydew on the plant. A cloud of whiteflies when the plant is disturbed. 7. Lucky bamboo thrips. Thripidae. Lucky bamboo thrips appearance. Thrips are slender and usually measure around 1 to 2 millimeters in length. These tiny bugs on houseplants can be brown, black, or yellowish, and some have fringed wings. If you see them with your magnifying glass, thrips have elongated bodies with distinctive, narrow wings, and they may appear almost thread-like. Damage of thrips on bamboo. These annoying guests rasp the surface of lucky bamboo leaves and suck out plant fluids. It will cause the following symptoms on your plant. Stippling or silvering of leaves. Distorted or twisted growth. Dark fecal specks on leaves. 8. Lucky bamboo leafhoppers. Cicadality, colon. Lucky bamboo leafhoppers appearance. Leafhoppers are small insects, with adults ranging from 3 to 13 millimeters in length. So, they can be visible to the naked eye. They come in various colors, including green, brown, and various patterns. Their shape, leafhoppers have wedge-shaped bodies, and they are known for their large hind legs adapted for jumping. Damage of leafhoppers on bamboo. Leafhoppers can hurt your bamboo plant in two ways. First, they feed on plant sap, and after that, they may potentially transmit plant diseases. So, they will cause the below symptoms on your lucky bamboo. Yellowing or browning of leaves. Stippling or leaf discoloration. Potential plant diseases due to their role as vectors. How to get rid of bamboo bugs. After you detect lucky bamboo pests, now, come on to show you how to get rid of bamboo bugs. Because most of the lucky bamboo pests treatments are similar for various bugs, in the following I provide you with an almost comprehensive guideline to get rid of bamboo bugs. You can follow several methods depending on the type of pest infestation. Prune affected parts. Trim and remove heavily infested leaves and stems to reduce the pest population and improve the plant's overall health. Manual removal. For larger pests like mealybugs, scales, or spider mites, use a soft brush, cotton swab, or a gentle stream of water to physically remove the pests from the plant. Beneficial insects. Release beneficial insects like ladybugs or lacewings into your indoor garden to naturally control soft-bodied pests. Sticky traps. Use yellow sticky traps to catch flying pests like whiteflies or fungus gnats. Use the natural pesticides. Insecticidal soap. For soft-bodied pests like aphids and mealybugs, treat the plant with insecticidal soap, following the product's instructions. It can suffocate and kill the insects on contact. Neem oil. Neem oil is effective against a wide range of pests. Dilute it according to the instructions and apply it to the plant, covering both sides of the leaves. Horticultural oil. Horticultural oil can help control scales and mealybugs. Follow the label instructions and avoid using it during extreme temperatures. General recommendations. Take several rounds of treatment to completely eliminate the pests. Avoid using harsh chemicals or pesticides that could harm the plant, especially since lucky bamboo is sensitive to certain chemicals. Always follow the instructions on any pest control products you use and be patient in your efforts to protect your lucky bamboo.